Chapter 49 Of the Children of Ammon. Thus says the Lord, Has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Malcolm possess Gad, and his people well in the cities of it? Therefore, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will cause an alarm of war to be heard against Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and it shall become a desolate heap, and her daughters shall be burned with fire. Then shall Israel possess those who did possess him, says the Lord. Wail, Heshbon, for Ai is laid waste. Cry, you daughters of Rabbah, gird with sackcloth, lament, and run back and forth among the fences, for Malcham shall go into captivity, his priest and his princes together. Why do you glory in the valleys, your flowing valley, backsliding daughter, who trusted in her treasure, saying, Who shall come to me? Behold, I will bring a fear on you, says the Lord of armies, from all who are round about you, and you shall be driven out, every man, and there shall be none to gather together the fugitives. But afterward I will bring back the captivity of the children of Ammon, says the Lord. Of Edom. Thus says the Lord of armies, Is wisdom no more in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, and dwell in the depths, inhabitant of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau on him, the time that I shall visit him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? If thieves by night, wouldn't they destroy until they had had enough? But I have made Esau bare, I have uncovered his secret places, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is destroyed, and his brothers, and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children, I will preserve them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus says the Lord, Behold, they to whom it didn't pertain to drink of the cup shall assuredly drink. And are you he who shall altogether go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but you shall surely drink. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah shall become an astonishment, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all the cities of it shall be a perpetual waste. I have heard news from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the nations, saying, Gather yourselves together and come against her, and rise up to the battle. For behold, I have made you small among the nations, and despised among men. As for your terror, the pride of your heart has deceived you, O you who dwell in the cleft of the rocks, who hold the height of the hill. Though you should make your nest as high as the eagle, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom shall become an astonishment. Every one who passes by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss at all the plagues of it. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the neighbor cities of it, says the Lord, no man shall dwell there, neither shall any son of man sojourn therein. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the pride of the Jordan against the strong habitation, for I will suddenly make them run away from it, and whoever is chosen, him I will appoint over it, for who is like me, and who will appoint me a time, and who is the shepherd who will stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of the Lord that he has taken against Edom, and his purposes that he has purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. Surely they shall drag them away, even the little ones of the flock. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate over them. The earth trembles at the noise of their fall. There is a cry, the noise which is heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly as the eagle, and spread out his wings against Bozrah. And the heart of the mighty men of Edom at that day shall be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Of Damascus. Hamath is confounded in Arpad, for they have heard evil news. They are melted away. There is sorrow on the sea. It can't be quiet. Damascus has grown feeble. She turns herself to flee, and trembling has seized on her. Anguish and sorrows have taken hold of her, as of a woman in travail. How is the city of praise not forsaken, the city of my joy? Therefore her young men shall fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be brought to silence in that day, says the Lord of armies. I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Of Kedar, and of the kingdoms of Hazor which Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon struck. Thus says the Lord, Arise, go up to Kedar and destroy the children of the east, their tents and their flocks how they take. They shall carry away for themselves their curtains, and all their vessels and their camels, and they shall cry to them, Terror on every side. Flee, wander far off, dwell in the depths, you inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has taken counsel against you, and has conceived a purpose against you. Arise, go up to a nation that is at ease, that dwells without care, says the Lord, that has neither gates nor bars, that dwells alone. Their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a spoil. And I will scatter to all winds those who have the corners of their hair cut off, and I will bring their calamity from every side of them, says the Lord. Hazor shall be a dwelling place of jackals, a desolation forever. No man shall dwell there, neither shall any son of man sojourn therein. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah, saying, Thus says the Lord of armies, Behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might. On Elam I will bring forth the four winds from the four quarters of the sky, and will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation where the outcast of Elam shall not come. I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before those who seek their life, and I will bring evil on them, even my fierce anger, says the Lord. And I will send the sword after them until I have consumed them, and I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from there kings and princes, says the Lord. But it shall happen in the latter days that I will bring back the captivity of Elam, says the Lord.